My name is Kobe Sontag, and I live in New York City. I come up here for Frost Valley at different times throughout the year, and right now I'm here for their summer program. I'm a camper, so I go on different trips, and this year I'm in the CIT program.
What's that?
The counselor and training program.
Oh, nice. So you're going to be counselor next year? Maybe.
Well, there are more people in the in training program than there are new counselors, but it's something that I'd like to do. I've only been coming to the summer camp for 2 years, but I've been going to Frost Valley for probably about 8 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
What makes you keep coming back to the same place?
It's just a really fantastic place. Like, the area is it's nice and it's quiet, and it's just so beautiful compared to the city.
Which part of the city do you live?
I live right in the middle of Manhattan, like a few blocks away from Times Square.
Which side?
West Side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slight difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's a little bit less.
Yeah. Wow, that's wonderful. And what are you doing here in Neversink today?
I'm coming to visit the store, actually. We've come here very often, and it's become our go-to place for food and gas, and it's just a really great store with good food. I'm going to be here for 4 weeks by the end of this. And then right after that, there's another week where all the families come up, and we'll be there for that too.
Do you meet with a lot of local people, or like culturally or socially? Is there something that you're also finding here?
Not that much culturally. We've met a lot of people in the store, and everybody's always very nice and kind. And we actually got to meet the owner of this place, and now we're... the woman, I think.
Wait. Oh, yeah, Christina.
Yeah, Christina. Yeah. And she's now we're close friends, and my mom and her are talking a lot. People are nice.
When you talk to your friends in the city about your life up here, what do they think? You know, like, oh, you're like in a country, like, they're all like rednecks up there, or it's like, oh, that's so cool. You know, what's the kind of a common ad?
A lot of my friends, surprisingly, like, don't leave the city that much. And I was actually very surprised by the amount of people who haven't really gone even, like, to suburbia out of nature, or out towards nature. And I guess they're just all ears and interested.
You weren't afraid of bugs and darkness and...
No, I've been doing this long enough.
How do you think your experience at Frost Valley and this whole area will affect your future? You know, either in near-term future, like in college, or long-term?
There are specific things, like I'd like to go back and maybe hike the long trail, that I'd like to keep going back to Frost Valley for as long as possible. But I don't know. I guess I hadn't really considered the country that much until very recently, as like maybe a place to live, maybe a place to be.
What about work?
Oh, that is so far out of my mind. I still got to wrap my head around colleges.
That's right. It is very far. Yeah, you shouldn't really be thinking about it. What are you interested in for college, or like just you know, your curiosity? What do you want to learn?
I think I'm interested in engineering. I'm on our robotics team. I'm wearing a shirt that is related. And that's something that I'm interested in pursuing, I guess. So I'm in the adventure section of Frost Valley and the trips. So last year we went and we just backpacked for like 11 days on the long trail. And this year we went and we backpacked and we rock climbed. And we just sort of leave campus and go do amazing things.
Is there a part of you when you do go back to the city, it's like, oh, this is... You know, like, oh, it's so great to be back in the city. You probably have that too, right?
I don't know. They're both really great in different ways. Sometimes I can't see myself living anywhere but the city, and sometimes I wish I could stay up here more.